whispered, "Beware." Perhaps this is wishful thinking on the part of Atticus, because I have not seen his dog do anything except wag its tail and take long naps in the shade. Atticus also has many stables. I do love the smell of hay and horses, but so do flies, untold numbers of them. Servants follow us everywhere we go, waving peacock feathers to keep the insects away from our skin. At night, when we sleep, we are protected by silk bed hangings. Another way the Romans catch bugs is with long strips of paper that are coated with a mixture of honey and resin. These hang from the ceilings so that flying insects bump into them and stick. It is not a pleasant sight nor smell. Dead bugs stink the same as dead rats. Yesterday, Father and I toured the city by sedan chairs, as no carriages are allowed in the streets during daylight. We were each carried by 4 Hebrew slaves who had been captured in Jerusalem by Pompey. I tried not to eavesdrop, but I could hear them talk among themselves. They spoke longingly of the hope they have in their God, who one day will free them from captivity. Perhaps they did not realize an Egyptian princess can understand their language. My Jewish friend Theophilus taught me well. Like Alexandria, Rome is surrounded by a thick stone wall built more than 300 years ago.